Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Dream by Design with Melissa Banks, where women share their dreams, struggles, and successes, how they were able to persevere despite the fear and create the life they want and deserve. If you're looking for inspiration to move you past where you normally would stop, then this is the show for you. Here's your host, Melissa Banks.
Welcome to Dream by Design with Melissa Banks. I'm excited you could be with us today. I'm your host, Melissa Banks. Today, we have another amazing woman to share her journey with us and how she was able to keep going despite the circumstances. Our guest today is Latasha Ellaby. She's a motivational speaker and author. Welcome to the show, Latasha.
Thank you, Melissa, for having me.
We're excited to learn more about you and learn more about your story and what you have gone through. So welcome and thank you for being willing to share parts of you with our audience. I want to begin, Latasha, talking about your writing. You really write for all ages. Did you always know you wanted to be a writer?
No, I really did not. My whole thing is just being able to just share with people. And what I have realized is that being able to put your words on paper, that will be able to outlast you from generations beyond.
Yeah, that's powerful. You know, I became an author a couple of years ago for the first time. And frankly, I never thought of myself as an author. But I knew that I was passionate about inspiring other women, and that was a great way to do that. So I definitely can relate to that. Talk to us, Latasha, about your book club, Powerful Minds Youth Development. Talk to us about that and how that began and what you hope to gain from that it will do for others.
Well, it actually began as a class that I taught in my old middle school. It was actually my high school, but they changed it to a middle school. And so they had a community program where leaders of the community could come in and teach classes, for students, their middle school students, of whatever it is that they wanted to teach on. And so these books basically started as the very curriculum that I taught in my classes and their self-development workshops. And we taught about being able to take accountability for your life, teaching kids at a young age to take accountability for your life, planning for your life. And so what I did is I took that very curriculum and I put it into workbooks.
That's wonderful. What do you hope that they would take away from it as they go through the club?
For them to be able to be prepared, more prepared in life.
Oh, awesome. You know, you're really passionate about community. It's clear that community is important to you. Why do you feel that it's so important to have unity in the community and collaboration in the community?
Because me being a woman of faith, we already know that everything starts in the family, and the unit outside the family is the community. And our communities and our families are the very things that shape us, shape every last one of us, whether we came from a good, background or not so good background. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't mean that just because if someone came from a bad background that they can't make it. No, they may just have more, obstacles to overcome, but the community and the family are the very units that shape each and every last one of us. And so, with everything that has been going on, our world has just been changing so much. We have to get back to that sense of family, and we have to get back to that sense of community. So, that is my biggest push, is that we put a greater focus on getting back to the foundation of family and community together, so we can just begin to raise better people all around the board.
Well, absolutely. As you have gone through your entrepreneur career, Latasha, have you faced a challenge or that you can share with our audience? We like to share something that you went through or going through, that you were able to overcome it, but you didn't let it stop you. You were able to keep going anyway.
We don't have enough time for me to give you all of them. But I I will actually share what I am currently, you know, I've been going through this for a while, and I'm starting to think that it's something, you know how in the Bible God talks about the thorn in the side, you know, which means it's something that will always be there no matter, you know, how much you grow and how much you obtain, you'll still have that thorn in your side, you know, and I feel like this is my thorn, you know, but it's a thing that keeps me humble, and what that is just not being able to really look at myself as being the person to really be able to do this. And when I say do this, doing this means making a huge difference, making an impact, inspiring people. Who am I to be able to inspire people? But it's that very thing that makes me lean on God more and more to know that this is not me that's doing anything. I cannot do anything set apart from God. So what I am setting out to do, not being that I'm perfect or, you know, I even do everything right, but my foundation of everything that I set out to do, it's about knowing that I cannot do this thing by myself. This is my purpose, and my purpose requires God first and foremost. So that's the thing that I'll say, that, you know, I fall. I believe in myself. Some days I do, some days I don't, but God checks me and let me know, like, hey, we got this, you know. We got this. Mm-hmm. Just get up and continue to put one foot forward and just continue to lean on me. And that way I can never get a big head about myself.
Well, I love the way you said that. One of the things that stand out to me that you said was you fall. You're not saying that I don't fall. You're saying that I do fall. I'm in a place where I never imagined to be. I oftentimes say it, that I feel like I'm on the outside looking in my own life because it's going in a direction I never would have imagined it would go. But there are stumbling blocks. And I do tell people, you know what, when you fall, give yourself some grace that, you know what, this doesn't mean the end. This means lean into my faith or lean into my foundation and keep going anyway. And then you can get
yes.
there. So that's a powerful, powerful thing you just shared with us. Thank you so much for that.
Yes, ma'am. It's a redirection.
If you're just joining,
you know. It's just a simple redirection. When we put our address into the GPS, if we take a wrong turn, it don't tell you to go and start back from scratch. It recalculate from where you are, and then it gives you a new route. And, you know, that's what I'm realizing, you know, now that I am operating less of me and more of God and in that wisdom to understand that when I fall, it is okay. Don't beat yourself up because God – you're going to get where you need to be because God is in control, and all he's going to do is he's just going to recalculate and he's going to move you in a different way. And with that comes experience, comes more experience than you had before. With that comes you being able to identify, oh, this not the right way. I'm supposed to go this way. So it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
And that grace that you said, you're absolutely correct. That grace is given to us by God to be able to know you won't get it right. And sometimes you won't hear from me, but as long as you keep leaning into me, make that your priority. Just lean into me, and you will be able to hear. I will direct your steps. Even when you don't know how you get somewhere, I'll direct you. I got you.
Wow, wow, wow. That is so powerful. And you know what? That analogy, when you just used about the GPS, it just jumps out to me because, you know, one of the things that she does is sometimes she says, take a U-turn. You know, so she is directing
mm-hmm.
you. So that is so huge. Thank you for that. And I know that just helped somebody. If you're just joining us, you're listening to Dream by Design with Melissa Banks. Our guest today is Latasha Ellaby. Latasha is a motivational speaker and author. Latasha, one of the things that I've heard you say, because I know affirmations are very important to you, and in my research and preparing for you today, I heard you say, talk about the power of words. Why is what you say so important?
That's law. Bible for me is law. And God say that we have the life, we have power in our tongue. We have life and death in the power of our tongue. He say to speak those things that are not as though that they were. So in understanding that, when we really understand that power and we trust what God tells us, that it's just our words. that we can feed ourselves or we can tear ourselves down, then we begin to cautious of not only what we speak over ourselves, but what we also speak over other people. Our words shape our lives. And if we really begin mm-hmm. to take, you know, take a moment and really reflect back over our lives and think about, you know, okay, what have been the thoughts that have gone on in my life, you know, throughout this last 5 to 10 years, or what have been the things that I have been saying to myself, you realize it's the very reality that you live in. It's the very reality that you live in if you really sit down and look at it. And when you do that, then you're able to really take on what God say and begin to reshape your life by your words, because now you're, if you are telling yourself, instead of you saying, I can't do this, and now you redirect that and say, I can do this, there's a whole different mm-hmm. energy that comes along with that, totally different energy, and there's a different move, you know, a different get up, as my grandmother would say, there's a different fire under you when you tell yourself that I can do this versus I can't do that. So that's the power of words. And if anybody don't believe me, try it.
Absolutely. I'm here to attest, but it's the power of the words that you say to yourself, the power of the words that you say in your mind. I talk about that all the time because I have experienced it. On the days that I feel down, if I talk to myself positively, you're absolutely right. It's the energy level changes. The situation hasn't changed yet, but when you start speaking those words to yourself, the energy level, your thought process, how you get through it, all of that changes just by thinking the words and speaking the words to yourself. Oh, that was powerful. As an entrepreneur, now I know that you're busy. You wear a lot of hats. We all do. We go from one thing to the next. We get sick. We fight through it. We keep working. We do so much for so many people. What do you do when it's just time for you to take a breath, you feed some encouragement to yourself? What do you do in those moments?
I meditate and I relax and do absolutely nothing. I have not been able to, I just learned to do that over the past, I'll say about 6 months, because something that I've been working through in therapy is learning to be present. What I've realized is that in our day-to-day, just I'm talking about every day that God allows us to get up, we are never fully present where we are, because if we are in one place, we're thinking about the next thing, we're thinking about what's going to be for dinner, what's going to be for lunch, either if we have kids, what the kids got to do, we're never fully present in whatever that thing or that space is. So in me learning in my life is just finally learning how to be present. I'm learning to be present when I need that time and that space for me to just be able to unplug, and unplugging me to do absolutely nothing, be present in doing nothing. That's how I take that time for myself to recharge and make sure that my heart is in a place where I can hear from God, because we think hearing is with our ears, but when we are talking about faith, hearing is with our heart. That's why he tells us to make sure we guard our heart.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You know, that's probably one of the hardest things for entrepreneurs to do is nothing. So that is so powerful mm-hmm. because we need those times. We need that to recharge and to really keep going once you can convince yourself to take that few minutes and not watch your clock, not pick up your cell phone while you're sitting there and start answering emails and stuff. Just take that moment. So that was very powerful. You have been so inspiring today, Latasha. What final words can you share with our audience that are listening, that may be going through something, that may be stuck where they are? What words can you share with us?
The words that I would like to leave for everyone, if you're going through something, or even if you're not going through something, if you're just in that place in your life to where you feel something that is just, it's boiling in your spirit and you don't know what it is, God got you. That's the words that I want to leave for you, is that God got you. Anything that you can believe in, God got you. Don't try to figure out which way it's going to happen. God got you. If you don't know, you know, what's your next direction, trust me, God got you. All you have to do, just trust him. Trust him and you do your part, because with everything that God tells us, we have a corresponding action with all anything that's dealing with faith. You know, faith is not this spooky thing to where you just trust and you believe God. No, there is something that you have to do too. So whatever it is that you need from God or that you're believing from God, put forth your action and do it with excellence and watch how God moves in your life because God got you.
Oh, wow. That's so, so powerful. God got you. Thank you, Latasha, for being here today. Share with our audience how they can stay connected to you.
They can stay connected with me by all social media networks, Latasha R. Ellaby. That's Latasha, L-A-T-A-S-H-A, or Ellaby, E-L-E-B-Y. I am everywhere, and I would love to connect with you.
Thank you again for being our guest today. And thank you to our audience for tuning in. You're welcome. And thank you to our audience for tuning in to today's edition of Dream by Design. I'm your host, Melissa Banks, saying all your dreams are possible. Believe in yourself, work hard, and don't quit. Until next time, thank you for choosing Dream by Design with Melissa Banks. Enjoy your day.